Veterans Wharf. According to references, there have been port facilities in the Bidasoa estuary since ancient times, with the Astuyaga Cove as an anchorage and the Puntal as an inland port for unloading. Hondarabia was a fortress and had to have a wharf near the town center to load and unload goods. As early as the 13th century, Hondarabia was considered one of the most important centers of trade in the Bay of Biscay, and in its fish market, duties were paid for the entry and exit of all kinds of foodstuffs, fabrics, metals, etc. In old maps we can see the existence of a wooden wharf in front of the Imperial Cube and the Santa Maria Gate that gives access to the walled area. Years later, in the 17th century, what was to be the first stone port facility in Hondarabia was built in this neighborhood, and a century later, the first stone quay in the Marina neighborhood. And why call it the Veterans Wharf? The Carabineros were the armed security corps whose main mission was the surveillance of coasts and borders as well as the control of smuggling, and it was Queen Isabella II who divided them into two sections, the Carabineros of the kingdom whose tasks were surveillance and the veteran Carabineros, who, awarded for their best marks, were appointed to the special service of ports, docks and loading-unloading points, thus becoming customs officers. Given that this facility was built on marshes, and in the 19th century these lands began to be considered unhealthy, when the central government published that they would be awarded to those who requested them on condition that they were drained or made productive, allowing any private individual to appropriate public land, the town council requested ownership of the Puntal and Marina marshes. By then, with Hondarabia having lost its strategic military importance, practically all maritime trade had also been lost. In the 20th century, the area's physiognomy continued to change and the construction of the third phase of the extension of the Puntal had swallowed up the quay built in the 17th century, while the construction of the airport's first runway turned the quay into the closed triangular dock that it is today.